Welcome to the Crazy Fitness Guy Elite, your premier destination for transformative insights, expert guidance, and unparalleled motivation. Join Jimmy Clare, a distinguished thought leader, renowned motivational speaker, and devoted autism advocate as he shares inspiring stories, cutting-edge strategies, and actionable advice to empower you to shatter obstacles, unlock your potential, and achieve crazy amazing results.
I get the earmolds I want until I spend more fortune, more of a fortune. I was like, gosh, I hate hearing it. I mean, they're great when they work, but it's a pain in the butt to maintain them. You think with $2,500 a pop, I can get whatever the hell I want. It doesn't work that way, apparently. I can customize a car for that much money, but I can't do anything with a hearing aid. Sounds great. But other than that, it's been a great day. But today's guest, her name is Catherine Giovanni, and we're going to be talking about, if I can pull this information up. Oh, I love technology. It's not working. Why? It's not working. Gosh. There we go. So she is a 3-time award-winning best-selling author of 12 books, a dynamic speaker, trainer, and advisor. Her latest work, The Ultimate Path to Forgiveness, Unlocking Your Power, offers profound insights into the transformative power of forgiveness. She is recognized as one of the original founders of the independent concierge industry. Wow. She has a lot of titles, more than me. Scary. Anyway, let's welcome Catherine now. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this conversation really goes. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Jimmy. Thanks so much for having me.
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Well, that's a lot of questions. I got started on forgiveness years and years ago. Back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, back in the 1990s, I discovered a little industry. We had dial-up floppy disks and these big, massive computers you could go get a cup of coffee and a sandwich by the time it took to download anything. But we thought it was fast. Hey, technology, right? So we read an article, my husband and I read an article in Entrepreneur Magazine about this brand new industry called the concierge industry. And everybody's used to the concierge idea in a hotel, but very few people had brought it to mainstream America. So we flipped our, to make a very long story short, we flipped our business, turned it into a concierge business. And then people started to call me and say, could you just help me figure out what to charge? So I wrote my first book. I've written 12, but that was the first one I wrote called The Concierge Manual. Well, then I started to teach customer service workshops. And in those days, you didn't bring a soft topic to business workshops. It just wasn't done. But I can't legitimately teach you to be warm, friendly, and approachable if you're angry. Because your anger is going to bleed through your body language, whether you want it to or not. So I had to come up with a method of getting people to release their anger while they were working. And that's when I came up with forgiveness. And I've been sober now for 34 years, and recovery programs do tell you, one of the steps is you have to make amends and you have to forgive people. So that kind of all started me on the path to forgiveness. And it wasn't until 2021 that my friends and I developed this very unique system of forgiving people.
So my first question for you is, you absolutely have to forgive everyone, or can you be selective because depending on what they have done?
Well, first of all, forgiveness is selfish. It's personal. You do it for you. You don't have to reach out to anybody. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. Nobody has to know. And forgiveness really means that you want the person out of your head. Bottom line, That's what it means. See, everybody on the planet, your minister, your parents, your teachers, everybody says you have to forgive. Nobody teaches you how. So what if you don't want to? What if the person you're thinking of hurt you so badly, you don't want to? And they say, oh, well, Jimmy, you got to forgive and forget. Okay, I have a problem with that. Because there might be a unicorn person on the planet who can magically forget everything that ever happened to them. May God bless them. I'm not that kind of person. So I'm not going to forget. So the method that I have is going to remove the emotional charge from your memory. You're still going to have the memory, but it's not going to emotionally charge you anymore. And you forgive whoever you want to on a 10 scale, with 10 being unforgivable, dumpster fire, I don't want to, and one being super easy, somebody who cut you off on aisle 4 of the grocery store yesterday or stole your parking spot. You know, you can forgive these people. I want you to start with the easy ones and work your way up to the dumpster fire. But forgiving them doesn't mean they were right. They weren't. Forgiving them means I want you out of my head. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that what they did was right and I'm not condoning it. It also doesn't mean I want a relationship with you, because just because I forgive you does not mean I want a relationship with you. I probably don't, depending upon who we're talking about. So it's everybody watching and listening to this broadcast. But, you know, when you see the word forgiveness, you immediately think of that unforgivable person. That's fair. You don't have to forgive that person. You don't, because you don't. You can start with the number ones, you start with the easy ones, and you work your way up.
I like that. I think there's only a few people that might be staying in my dumpster pile, just because I'm not going to go into details, because let's just say one involves a family legal scenario.
Family is usually on that 10 scale. I've discovered with the people that I've talked to around the U.S., family is way up there. Usually your 7s, 8s, 9s, and 10s, there's family mixed in there. So everybody.
And to be honest, it's not like it's the family I live with or some of my, but it's like some of the, let's say, one extended family that just happened to do something really, really bad, and so I was like, I can't forgive that, and it's like, that's just no person.
No, you, honest to God, you don't have to give whoever you're thinking about, and everybody listening to this is thinking of that unforgivable person. And the reason you don't have to forgive them is there's so many other things you can forgive before you even get to that person. So let's talk about the number 10, right? You can forgive people, places, and things. Stay with me. Einstein proved that energy is neither created nor destroyed. And I do have a whole science chapter in the book. And if you don't like to read, I have the audio version available. But there is a science chapter in there to prove what I'm saying for all the naysayers who are listening to this. But he proved that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just transforms into something else, right? So when you get mad, you think that your anger goes out of your mouth and just dissipates into the air. We all think that. That's not what happens. Apparently not. The anger energy is just going to hang around you. It's not going to go away until you clear it with forgiveness. So you're literally going to be, the more angry you are, the darker your energy field is going to be. Now, for anybody who's listening to this broadcast, I'm about to hold a cup in front of my face, and it's a very opaque cup I can't see through. So this cup represents anger. Look at my body language. I'm talking to you, and, you know, I can keep my anger in the back of my mind. It's easy. I can go work out. I can go to the gym. I can go out to dinner. I can do anything I want. Easy. I can manage it. The longer I hold on to this cup, the more my arm is going to hurt. So now I've got to use two hands. Now look at my body language. Now I'm still able to talk to you, but I can't really do anything because the anger is really starting to bother me. And now the longer I hold on to it, now there's glasses in front of my face and my life is pretty much stopped. You and I can't have a decent conversation because all I'm going to talk about is the anger. And I can't really see any opportunities. I can't see the next new job. I can't see a new fitness program. I can't see anything because I'm too focused on the anger. And my world has probably gotten small because it's all I can talk about. It's all I can think about. It's all the only, it's all the memories in my head. So who wants to be around me? Because I'm nasty all the time. Nobody wants to be around you. So my way of forgiveness is going to allow you to put down that little glass of anger. And starting with the super easy ones is going to help relieve some of your pain. And it's going to allow them to get out of your head so you can actually focus and see opportunities.
It's funny that when he said, I think what you're saying is very is amazing, because I've noticed there's sometimes where, like, I used to have, let's just say, not to sound make me sound even crazier, but let's just say I had a long list of just frustrations over the years of, like, before I even got into business for myself, I had just like a, not even written down somewhere, just up here, about a lot of companies that I would never do business with anymore. And I narrowed it down, that list, quite a lot the last couple of years, because it was just pretty much every angry thought that I could possibly imagine just ended up on the list. It's like, okay, I was like, it might have been something like really stupid. Let's just say, if, for instance, like maybe it was one of my old computers that I used to have, that wasn't made right, and I was like, oh, I'll never use that brand again. And but I was like, well, you know, accidents do happen. And one of my friends actually had the same exact laptop I had, and it both went in this same kind of crapshoot at the same exact time too. And so my point was, just like, you know what, I'll probably never buy it from this brand again, just because I just didn't like how I made. But I was like, okay, maybe accidents do happen. Not everything's made perfectly, if only. And so I was like, but you know, it doesn't mean I have to go shop for them ever again. And so I was like, fine, I'll forgive this. And it's like, but I just won't ever buy from them ever again.
Well, that's the thing about forgiveness. You can forgive people, places, and things, because everything on the planet, and this has been proved in science, everything has energy around it. So the secret sauce of the whole thing is you forgive the energy as well. So in this case, you would probably want to forgive the company and the energy around the company. You might want to forgive the computer and the energy around the computer. Why am I asking you to do that? Because you have the memory inside your head. And at the end of the day, you want the memory gone. You want to stop thinking about it. You want to stop being angry about it. So you can forgive anything. So let's say you were bullied in school years ago, right? I was bullied. And maybe on your way to work every day, you have to drive by your old school. And every once in a while, you'll turn your head as you're driving and you'll see the school, and the memories will flood you, and you'll get mad again because you're going to remember it, right? So let's say you're not ready to forgive the bully. There's other things you can forgive. You can forgive the building. You can forgive the kids who didn't help when you were being bullied. You can forgive the energy around these people. You can forgive the swings. You can forgive the ground, the table, the chair, the desk. You can forgive your childhood home, the bed, you know, the dinner table where you were getting bullied by your family. These are all things that you can forgive. And at the end of the day, that's going to remove the memory, the bad part of that memory, from your mind. So when you go drive by that school again, it's not going to bother you. It'll just be another building that you're driving by. And the energy and forgiving the energy around the memory is how they kind of stay forgiven.
You know, I literally did cut the list in half. I've also, I've been learning to actually forgive myself for some of the things I've done over the years, for that I did in public school that I was not proud of.
So seeing, forgiving yourself is the hardest person on the list, isn't it? A lot of my clients, their number 10 is themselves. And you're the hardest person to forgive. So the fact that you've already forgiven yourself for it, that's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
It wasn't easy because, there were some people, let's say I ran into years later, and I mean, not physically ran into, but I mean, just like they showed up somewhere, and let's just say those people still saw me the way I was. I mean, thinking I was the same person, but every day when I looked in the mirror, I was like, there's no way I'm the same person. Yeah, I still get angry here and there, but it's not like what I used to be in public school. It's like, I was like, I'm definitely not that kind of person anymore. It's like, I shrug off some things, but then there's some things where something might trigger something else just because I'm just having a bad day or I just didn't sleep well at night. And then it's like, wait, I know why I'm annoyed. It's like, I didn't sleep well at night. And so then everything that would just shrug off, I'm just like, I'm tensed, I'm frustrated. And I was like, not a particular thing, but I'm just like, I'm grouchy. And it was like, when I'm grouchy, people should run.
Forgive yourself for being grouchy. There you go. Everybody gets grouchy. Everybody does on the planet. And they're looking at you through what I call those colored glasses, because they're looking at you through the lens of childhood, and you're not that child anymore. And a lot of years have passed and a lot of water under the bridge, and you've learned a lot of stuff, but they're still looking at you. Well, the last time I saw you, you were this, this, and this. So that's another thing you can add to that list of people and that you need to forgive, is you can forgive the childhood version of you and the energy around it. You can forgive the person who was talking to you, who were looking at you through that. You could forgive that person. All of these things are forgiven. And as you forgive, you're going to feel better. You're going to start to see, your food will taste better. You're going to start to see things. You're going to start to see new opportunities that you just didn't notice before. And the person that you were meant to be is going to start to come out, because you're going to start to pay attention, because you won't be focused on the anger and the memories and all that. You're going to be able to pay attention to other things. What you're doing is you're creating space in your brain for other great things.
Exactly. Like, there are some people who were in my life that weren't, I'd say they weren't really good for me at one point or another. They were not there for a purpose, but then we just grew apart. And so it's like, and so I finally said to myself, it's like, why try to rekindle this? And it's like, just let it go. And it's like, it's not worth it. And it's like, the person's not very interested in it, or reconnecting, fine. And I was like, I don't think this person's right for my life anymore. And I was like, bye, done, see ya.
There's a very, very famous quote by a guy named Jim Rohn, who said, you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are you spending time with? I try and surround myself with people who are smarter and brighter than me. And if you're looking at the people you spend time with and they're really not helping you move forward, you might want to consider moving on. If you live with these people, okay, it is what it is. But go listen to some great podcasts. Go out and make some new friends. Go read some really good, inspiring books. There's always something you can do.
I agree. Like, my parents like to watch the news a lot, and I get so sick and tired of the news. I was like, why are you? It's like, my dad's always looking at something political on social media, and it's like, how do you know if that's even true or not? And it's like, well, the internet must be right. And it's like, oh yeah, okay. And it's like,
AI out there now, so maybe not.
Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, I can't stand politics. I don't like any of them. I don't like the news. The news I care about is what's happening in technology, what's happening in the media. Like, is it going to affect my business? Is this going to affect this? Is that going to affect that? And I was like, that's more interesting to me. I was like, I can't understand stupid politics. I can't. And so basically, like, when my parents are watching the news, I finally set boundaries with them. I was like, okay, when we're at the shore, if you want to watch the news, go do it in another room if I'm in the room that I'm in, or I'm going to go leave until you're done watching the news, but I don't want to hear it while I'm at the shore. Up here in Pennsylvania, you can talk about it, but I don't really want to talk about it. When I'm at the beach, I don't really want to talk about it in Pennsylvania, but you can have it on, but after it's over, we're not discussing it anymore.
Boundaries, setting boundaries is very healthy. It's very good for your mental health.
Now, I don't mind if, like, if I might have read a headline and then I might ask them later on, is like, hey, did you hear about this? And then we might discuss it because I brought it up. But that's only because I was like, I don't mind if I bring something to the table, not like while we're eating dinner, of course, but if we're just like just around each other, it's like, I don't mind bringing something to the conversation when I choose to, but if I don't want to hear it at all, it's like, la la la, I don't really care.
That's right. Setting boundaries is perfectly healthy. And watching the news is very, very negative. It's very dark. And I actually don't watch a lot of news either. I figure if something major happens, one of my two sons will call me and tell me about it, and they do. So, you know, we don't watch a lot of news around here just because it's so negative. I just can't pay attention to it 24/7. Just can't.
Now, I literally have this Google News on my phone, and no. So even though I might like read something in the headlines or something, I'll read it. Not the whole article, but just that's the headlines. But as I got just from it, it's like no need to say anymore. But I basically customized it to local news at the shore just to see what's going on. If I'm at the shore at my parents' shore house, just to see like, oh, is there any entertainment in the week or whatnot? I'll look into that. I have customized topics that I like, fitness, TV shows. So I customize it the way I try as best I can do it. Sometimes Google likes to put other unhelpful things right in front of me, and it's like, are you interested in this? And it's like, no.
An old teacher of mine used to say, garbage in, garbage out.
Yep.
So if you put garbage in your head, garbage is going to come out. If you put garbage in your body, well, you're going to not feel very well, you know, that kind of thing. So try and putting stuff that's good for you inside your mind that is loving and is more positive is going to do more for your life than putting all the negative and the sadness and the resentment and the bitterness and all of that. That's just going to make you feel bad. So forgiving people will allow the good stuff that you want to do enter in. Going to the gym, watching a good movie, the stuff that you really like, listening to some good music, it's going to allow you to pay attention to stuff that you really want to pay attention to that's actually good for you.
And that's why I like a 50-50 balance, so I can say like, okay, here's some not so good news, but then here's something I'm interested in. And so I might scan the headline and think, got it, and I'm on to the next thing already. And I'm not just like scrolling through, but then I might come across an article that's like, oh, you know, I actually want to read this thing because it's about my industry. For health and wellness, or I'm just staying on top of media. And so I was like, okay, it's like still learning something new. And then if it's TV shows or what's coming to Netflix, I'm like, oh, let me go check this out because I'm interested. But it's not like I'm just reading all negative articles all day long. But I don't know why people like getting news from social media. It's like, Literally, I'm going to tell a secret to everybody, and it's probably not a secret. Pretty much, because I've learned video editing from my school, from my school in college, and I've learned it on my own during my business as well. Anybody can literally take a clip from somebody that says one thing, take a little snippet like that much. And by the time when people are done just taking the bits and pieces, even if it's a 1 minute clip, they can make it sound like that person said something that they didn't say. So just realize that when you're on social media, that let's say it was like a political ad or something, not going politics, just use an example. Somebody could literally take something from multiple different speeches, put in 1 minute clip, and it's like, this person said that. In
Yep.
fact, if you go back to some original clips and watch the whole entire thing, you would never ever find where that came from.
Reach out and talk to these people because you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for them. It doesn't mean they were correct. It just means you want to be free. It also doesn't matter if they're alive or dead, with all due respect, because you're doing it for you. So where they are or are not doesn't matter at all. So if you're writing down your list, you can literally write down anybody and you sit in the privacy of your own home and a fat bunch of worksheets in the book, but sit in your privacy of your own home and you do this for yourself. And you don't have to tell anybody if you don't want to. Now, if you want to reach out and talk to people, that's great. But if you don't have to. You do this for you because you're the prisoner, not them. They're probably not thinking about you at all, which might make you angry too. You want them to be as miserable as you, right? It's like, I'm mad at you. You should be mad too. They're not. They're living your life. And you're the one staying home angry.
That's a bummer. I want everybody to.
It's right. It's like going on Facebook and you see one of your childhood bullies, right? And you see that they broke their leg. And I don't care who you are, 9 out of 10 of us are gonna go, oh, well, they deserve that. It's gonna kind of in your head, you're gonna go, I'm not exactly upset about this. They broke their leg, oh, you poor thing. And what forgiveness is going to do for you is you'll be able to go and see that exact same post and you won't care. You won't care. You're not gonna say, oh, karma, you're just gonna just go, eh, man, and you're just gonna keep going. It's gonna remove the emotional charge.
Well, yeah, it's funny that you said that because I went back to my high school reunion a couple of years ago, and I saw one of the bullies that picked on me in high school, and he didn't recognize me. He came like over my way, never said a word to him, and but the thing was is that I mean, like he was never muscular. He was like pretty much like a twig, always skinny and whatnot. And he like no muscle, no, nothing. And he l really looked full of himself because I don't think he played any sports because like you said, like I said, I think you need a little bit of muscle to be able to participate in something, maybe not necessarily karate if you're just doing it for a workout or whatnot. But he had this like jersey on with his last name on it. I'm like, okay, it's like everyone else is like, I mean, they weren't like dressed up like super nice, but my goodness, this guy wears his last name on a jersey to this place. I'm like, okay, he's a little bit of a tool. I mean, it's like, yes, it's like me going into somewhere. It's like, yes, I'm gonna wear Claire on my last name. It's like, really? He kind of looked smug too, but he never said anything to me, and I didn't say anything to him. And I was like, well, I'm glad something that didn't change.
Silence is golden in this particular case.
Yeah, and I remember when I stood up to the bullies. I remember we kind of had this agreement where that They didn't bother me. I didn't bother them, and so I guess he, so maybe he still, maybe he, I don't think he ever glanced my way, but if he did, I think he remembered the deal because he just never said anything to me. He just like moved, like just squeezed between me and someone else to get a drink from the bar. I mean, I wasn't drinking that night or anything. It just happened to be in a local bar near us. And so I went, but I was like, I never have to come back ever again.
That's the thing, you in some part of your mind, you probably forgave him, and there was really very little emotional charge. Now, you're not going to forget, because I don't know anybody who can forget these things, but when you met him, it didn't set you off like it normally would, because you'd already put it to bed. You'd already forgiven it and you'd moved on, and clearly he must have too.
Yeah, or because when I really scared him when in high school, maybe that terror kept in that day. It's like,
Possible.
why do you think so? I mean, I didn't do anything evil, but.
It doesn't bother you anymore, and you were able to be in the same place and not bother each other. And that's beautiful. You know, it's like going back for Thanksgiving dinner, and you know you're going to be sitting next to Aunt Martha, for example. And apologies to anybody whose name is Martha. I'm not picking on you. You've got to sit next to Aunt Martha. You know what she's going to say. You know how she's going to act. She does it every year. And you're sitting next to her every year, even though you've begged them, please don't sit me next to Aunt Martha, but somehow you're next to her because nobody else wants to sit next to this person. So by forgiving Aunt Martha and the energy around Aunt Martha, it's not going to prevent anybody from you sitting next to her, but she's not going to bother you as much. And what she says, you're going to hear it, but it won't bother you as much. In fact, you might even laugh about it because you're going to expect it. You know, one person looked at me and said, I'm just going to make it a drinking game. Every time she says what I think she's going to say, I'm just going to take a drink. It's like, okay, however you want to get through it, it's fine with me. But she's not going to bother you as much. So it's going to be an easier, and everybody at the table is going to notice that she's not bothering you as much. And people will say, did you get another haircut? Did you lose weight? What are you doing differently? You look so good and you're acting so good. And you can tell them or not tell them. That's up to you. But that's what forgiveness will do for you. It's literally changing you from the inside out.
Well, I know some of myself when, let's say, for instance, let's just say there's when I get annoyed at somebody, whether it's like some developers who are just not getting the point, or a better example is that this one company. That I used to go live on their platform. I had to keep on taking away my. They have this badge system. It's not like a verify system like social media has, but they have this coaching badge. And it's like I used to have it when it was called a different platform. Then they, but then when another company took over, they took it away from me. I'm like, really? And so. I said to myself, I was like, do I even want to go back on the platform? As like, I can still use it here and there, but I can't go live on it. But then I was like, do I even care to go live on it anymore? I don't know. But my point being is like, the response between emails from me to that company is like once in a blue moon that they respond. And when they do, they say, we're sorry that you had this bug. And it's like, I didn't say anything about a bug,
They're following the script.
yeah. And so I was, instead of me getting frustrated, I was like, I could just delete my account right now and never do anything with them ever again.
Probably.
Or I was like, oh, I could just apply for this badge for going live on it and say, I used to have this until you took over and then you took it away without any reason whatsoever. I was like, shouldn't you just grandfather me in? But I was like, But basically, I couldn't figure it out. So I was like, I'm just gonna put a pin in that option. And I was like, maybe I'll revisit that at some point. But I was like, it's not on my top priority.
When you run into a brick wall, you've got a couple choices. And a lot of motivational, coaches will say, you've got to break through the wall and get out that jackhammer. And here are some tools that are going to help you get through the wall. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you to pull out a few bricks out of the wall, walk around the wall, keep going, circle back when you can. The wall's still going to be there, but you might as well forget what you can. And keep going. And if you want to circle back and forgive them later, brilliant. If you don't, brilliant. Both are correct.
Well, it's like when yesterday I had to do some little bit of work when I was when a friend of was visiting me at my parents' shore house, and I was basically I took 2 hours to get some stuff done, I noticed that there was this error happening with one of my social media marketing tools that I used, my only one tool that I used for posting on my platforms. And it only happened with my profiles on the platform. It wasn't anything with Crazy Fitness Guy or anything. It's like, this is really strange. And the integration that they have is Zapier. And I was like, okay, I'm getting frustrated, and I could feel it building up inside me. And one thing I did, instead of me getting a little frustrated because I can't contact Zapier because they put their support under a paywall, just like Microsoft did and AOL did. And one thing I said too, when I reached out to this my marketing tool, I was like, now before you ask me to go talk to Zapier, I was like, it's not a possibility because I'm not going to go pay them for support. Because one, you could either get really great support, or two, you can get really bad support, and then I just wasted a boatload of money, and it costs by the month, so you can pay for a year. At least I don't think so. But my point being, so I reached out to my marketing tool and I said, hey, can we meet to troubleshoot this? And it's like, it says it's an error on your end or through Zapier. I don't know. I don't. I'm not blaming anybody. I don't know. I can contact Zapier, but it's like, I can't troubleshoot with them. Can we do something? And so they handed me their schedule tool, schedule something with them. It's like, oh, that went really easy. It's like years ago, I probably would just fume. It's like, now what do I do? I had to work through this problem. And it's like, that's good. Someone else can do this.
Usually when I come up with a problem, and I really do this, I've been doing it for years, and let's say it's a really bad problem I have to solve, or it's people fighting or something, or maybe somebody screwed up or something like that. Before I get angry, I always say, what is the most loving way I can fix this? I really say that to myself. And I'll sit down and I'll get really quiet because I always kind of think it's better to think before you speak. And I'll try and take a couple seconds and think to myself, what is the most loving way I can get this resolved? And usually I figure it out pretty quickly once I have that thought. Because it's so much better to laugh than it is to cry. I look horrible when I'm crying and angry. So I much prefer to joke and laugh and, get through life that way. It's a lot more fun.
Well, exactly what I did yesterday when I contacted my social media marketing tool. I said, it's like, when I brought up the whole Zapier thing, I said to them, it's like, hey, guess what? And I was like, I can't contact Zapier because of they put me on paywall. And it's like, oh, we already know how that worked out for AOL. So, and so I just make a bunch of jokes and I put a
But if you can get through support at all, I've discovered in today's world, it's very hard to even find a support person. If you need
Yeah.
support on Facebook, good luck to you.
I know.
Good luck. I've tried. Good luck.
Yeah. But
Well.
basically what I'm saying is that instead of me getting all annoyed, I made a joke out of it, and it's like, Oh yeah, well, you know how it all worked out with all that stuff. I don't know how they're doing financially, but I was like, yeah, I don't think anybody's paying for them for support. So I could be wrong, but
You know, going to life by forgiving as much as you can and treating things with love and treating things with laughter and taking all these things with a grain of salt, as my grandfather used to say, is going to make your life less stressful. And you get rid of all that toxicity, you know, because anger is toxic. And
I love soft heart,
it does rub off on you 100%.
yeah. So my next few questions for you is, why does people not practice forgiveness? Is it just because they don't want to do it and they'd rather just be grumpy?
They don't know how. Nobody teaches people how to forgive. So when somebody says you have to forgive, and you're immediately thinking of that unforgivable, they hurt me a lot, and you're in your head, you're going, I don't want to. So you don't, because it's too big and too dark to face. So my method is, okay, you have to forgive. Let's start with the easy ones that you're willing to forgive. It could be you were standing next to somebody and they brushed their teeth wrong. It could be something as simple as that. They took a sip out of their coffee and they made that slurp sound and it drove me crazy. Okay, forgive that person for slurping their coffee. You can forgive these little things, and that's going to help you eventually get to the big thing. Now, how long will it take you to get to the big thing? You might get there tomorrow. You might get there in a couple of weeks, a couple of months. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It'll take as long as it takes. But be kind to yourself, because this is a process. It's a breadcrumb trail, and you're just going to kind of follow the breadcrumbs. But just start with the easy ones, and that's what the problem is with most people. They don't know how to forgive, so they're immediately going to the hardest thing on their list. Yeah, that's not my reaction. I like to do the easy ones first.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like me sometimes where I'm going straight to the hard one.
Yeah, you go straight to the hardest thing on your desk that a client is giving you, and I'm going to tackle the hardest one. Okay, if there's a deadline, you're going to have to. This is now, you know, it is what it is. But if there's no deadline and you have a choice, well, I'm going to cork off the easy ones first, and then I'll get to the hard one after I've had a cup of coffee.
And that's basically what I did when I reached out to the marketing tool, because like, okay, I have a couple more things come out this month, need to have the tool work. And but then it's like, okay, I want to make this as easy as possible, so for my upcoming trip I'm not feeling like, is this gonna work? I don't know. And just keeping me guessing all the same time. And it's like, I don't like the feeling of this. So I decided there's like, just reach out to the support that you can reach out to. I'm sure that they probably have somebody capable on ball on that end, because they obviously made an integration. And it's like, it can be literally an easy fix when I meet with them. I forget when I'm meeting with them, but it's in my email. But I was like, how bad can it be? And it was like, I already met with them once on for some for a different kind of issue, and they fixed it, kept me in the loop. Took a few weeks, but I was like, as long as you fix it, what the heck?
Do the easy ones first. You know, somebody said it's like grabbing the low-hanging fruit off a tree and waiting to get to that fruit that's all the way at the top. It's hard to reach. So, you know, forgive what you can and move on, and forgive yourself for not being able to forgive. If there's somebody in your list that you just don't want to let it go. That's fine. Forgive yourself for not being able to let them go. And you can even say that in your mantra, I forgive myself for not wanting to forgive. And that might be the only forgiveness you do for the next few weeks. So that's fine. It's a start. It's a place to start. Baby steps.
So how come no one teaches this at all? Because it seems like it's straightforward. As a kid, you've always been taught to forgive, but why does no one teach this?
That's a hard question to answer, because I've done a lot of podcasts in the last month, and every single podcaster has looked at me and said, I've never heard this before. And you are too. I'm not sure why nobody's ever heard this before. It's a new method that my friends and I came up with, and it seems pretty cut and dry to me. But forgiving energy and starting with the easy ones and working your way up to that dumpster fire, that it just seems to me that's a logical way to begin your forgiveness journey. And as you start to feel better, because you will, you're going to physically start to feel better, it's going to start to make a business. It's going to start to make a difference. Now, one word of warning that I just have to give everybody. I'm an overachiever. I really have written 12 books, so clearly I'm an overachiever. And I've been God's guinea pig for a long time, and I go through these crazy things, and then I write about them. So when I sat down to make my list, I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to write down 50, 60 people, but I'm going to forgive it like a Band-Aid. I'm going to rip this off. I'm going to be a new person tomorrow. I'm going to do it all at once, and it's going to be great. Didn't work out that way, because I actually spent the next 3 days in bed with what everybody thought was a stomach flu, and it wasn't the stomach flu. It was my body's way of getting rid of all of that anger energy. So I suggest to everybody, you do 10 at a time, do it before you go to bed, because 8 out of 10 people will get really sleepy when they do these forgiveness exercises, and it's because it's your body's way of healing itself. Your body heals itself when it's sleeping. So take some time to sleep and rest, and you'll be fine. I have science to back this up. There was a study done in Japan by a Japanese researcher called Masumoto. I might not be pronouncing it correctly. And it was a Japanese water study. And these pictures are right on Google. They're really interesting. And I'm dumbing this down really far in the interest of time. Two things of water. One container of water, he said, he just talked to it, said loving things, told it loved it, said all these great things. The other container of water, speared hate at it, said horrible things. Then he put it all under a microscope. The water, he said negative things to, had these brown and black formations that looked really sick. And the water he spoke love to and said nice things to, had these beautiful white crystal formations that were gorgeous. Pictures are right online. Why am I telling you this, Jimmy? Because your body is mostly water. So when your self-talk is negative and you're angry and you're yelling at people or you're mad, what is it doing to the water molecules in your body? So when people say anger is toxic, I'm all about, okay, how is it toxic? This is how. Because you're literally turning the water molecules in your body a different color. So when you forgive, your body is going to want to release that and heal itself. And it usually does it when you sleep.
So how does one feel like they're done when they're finished forgiving? How do they know when it's left?
Oh, I got you on that one. You can go on Facebook or you go to a party and you can look at that person's name, or you can look at that building, or you can look at that bully, if you will, and you don't feel anything. You don't care. You don't think any good thoughts. You don't think any bad thoughts. It's neutral. You don't care. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm not trying to erase the memory. I'm trying to remove the emotional baggage that's attached to that memory and that person. So when you can look at somebody like that example earlier, I said Aunt Martha at Thanksgiving, you can walk into that Thanksgiving table, you look at Aunt Martha, you're not going to care. Okay, you're going to care a little bit because you have to sit next to her again and you've done it for 10 years in a row. But it's not going to hold the same emotional charge that it did before. You're going to be neutral. That's how you know it's gone. You won't care.
And I was when I ran into this one person at my cousin's wedding, and even though everybody else made a big fuss about it, I was like, who cares?
Exactly. You had forgiven. You had done, without knowing it, you had personally forgiven this person, and you didn't care. Now, the family around you might be very emotional about it, but you don't care. Why is everybody making a fuss? I'm over it. Y'all should be too. You know, that kind of thing. I had a client a while back who went through something similar, and she said, "I bought your book and I left it on the coffee table." And I said, "Why?" And she says, "I'm hoping they're going to pick it up and read it." And I followed up with her 2 weeks later, and I said, "Did they pick it up?" She said, "No, it's still on the coffee table, but it makes me feel better when I see it there. Nobody picks a book up because they're all thinking of their, number 10 unforgivable person. They're looking at the cover, going, oh, I don't think so. I don't want to do that." But the thing is, you want to be able to go back into the past and into your memories, and you want to be able to look at it unemotionally. And that's a beautiful thing when you can go back there and it doesn't bother you anymore, because now you can live your life because you don't have to think about it all the time.
Well, two other things I want to say about that. When I was at this party for one of my friends when she was in the area, she two of my teachers in high school came up to me. I wouldn't say it really necessarily bothered me because, let's just say it was kind of like kind of a continuation of them treating me like the same person. But I kind of just shrugged everything off, but I just kind of went back at them a little bit like a jabs with my words. But I was like, yeah, I was like, let's just say that person that I was referring to, she reminded me of the Wicked Witch of the West, and she didn't have a green face or anything, but she had I'm not going to describe her, but for instance, she called me lazy all the time when I was in high school, even though I was getting straight A's. In fact, I got all straight A's in 12th grade. And I got excused from all the finals because I would literally have to fail all the finals in order to not graduate. So I was like,
Doesn't sound
this
good.
will make me lazy.
Okay.
And so basically, when I saw her coming into the party, I was like, oh great, we let the witch in. And trust me, what she said to me there was not as bad as as calling her a witch. And but I shrugged it off like, yeah, she wants to keep seeing me like the same old same old. It's like I'm not the same old same old. It's like but it made me feel great too. I was like, I don't care. It's like we're out of high school. Like, I'm out of high school. It's like you'll never see me ever again. And it's like, and if you do, it's like, well, please don't.
Forgive all of it and move on. You don't need these people living rent-free in your head.
Yeah, I was like, slam the door.
Here you go. Let's move on. As I said, I mean, forgive what you can and walk away and circle back later if you want to. But you don't have to circle back and actually visit the school. You can circle back from your own office in your own town and just think about it. But forgive what you can and move on. 100%.
So my last few questions for you is, who's your favorite podcaster and why? Feel free not to say me.
I've actually listened to some of your podcasts and I like them very, very much. I've run into some, all the names are kind of eluding me right now, but there's some really good podcasts out there. I enjoy them very much.
And where can people follow you, find you, learn more about who you are and what you do?
Well, the book, the forgiveness book, Unlocking the Power of Forgiveness, right? It did. You name that the name? You can go to Amazon and it's The Ultimate Path to Forgiveness, Unlocking Your Power. I should have known that. It's on Amazon. The audiobook, the ebook, and the paperback are all available. And you can find me at my website, KatherineGiovanni.com. And thanks to my mother, Catherine is spelled a little weird. Thanks, Mom. And it's spelled KatherineGiovanni.com.
Well, trust me, that's not even a weird name because let's just say I've met some people, not going to name any names, obviously, but let's just say that they're, I wouldn't say weird, they're very unique. And I'm like, huh, I wouldn't necessarily ever come up with that name, but I'm not going to judge because I'm not a judgmental person.
Not I mean, to understand how anybody spells their name, I always ask first.
Everyone else is fake.
That's it. Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, can you get the books in all the bookstores and whatnot?
Probably, yeah. Available everywhere.
That's good because I find sometimes where when I'm looking for another book, I was like, wait, why can't I ever find this thing? And it's like there's one person I went on their podcast once, and he only promotes it on Spotify, and it's like, you know what I mean? People you're missing out on. I mean, I never said that to the person, but it's like, what?
Just don't have it in stock. They'll order it for you because it's published by Ingram Spark, and Ingram Spark's books go all over the world. So I'm sure if it's not there, they'll order it for you.
Makes sense. So thank you for being on the show, and I would love to have you come back on in the future.
Ah, it's my pleasure. Be happy to.
Awesome. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
So that's all the time we have for today. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review. Let me know how we're doing, but be polite. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Health and Living Podcast / Recall and Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. In the meantime.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Crazy Fitness Guy Elite. We're honored to have you as part of our audience. If you're looking for a more immersive experience, we invite you to join our private community, where you'll get exclusive access to Jimmy Clare, expert guests, and a community of high achievers. Click the link in our show notes to learn more and apply. Don't forget to leave a review and let us know what you thought of this episode. Your feedback matters.
Hey, this is Jimmy Clare, and I just want to say thank you for being a loyal and supportive Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast subscriber. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, our show wouldn't be possible, and we wouldn't still be standing today. Thank you for your support and everything that you have done over the years to keep us in business. Thank you.